Ostrich Software, the company that manufactures the tiny Roadrunner text reader, has gone out of business. Roadrunners are still in stock with many blindness-related technology vendors, however, and indications are that the American Printing House for the Blind may continue developing the Roadrunner software. Roadrunner will be reviewed on Main Menu in the not-too-distant future. And netradio.com, the service offering specialty internet programming, has also shut up shop after 6 years of broadcasting following the collapse of a funding deal last week. Netradio's public float was singularly unspectacular in the downturn, and the dot-com industry took its ultimate toll last week. The recording industry is experimenting with new technology it hopes can smother online song-swapping services by targeting music traders' computers directly. The record, movie, and software industries have long pursued a controversial campaign that identifies people trading large numbers of songs through services such as Music City, OpenNAP, and Nutella. Once people are identified, the groups attempt to persuade internet service providers to shut down those individuals' internet connections. But copyright holders, including record labels, are now experimenting with new ways to cut down on copyright infringement. As described by sources at the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, one method uses software to masquerade as a file swapper online. Once the software has found a computer offering a certain song, it attempts to block other potential traders from downloading the song. Already a potentially contentious plan, the recording industry inadvertently sparked a further wave of criticism last week, with plans to protect its strategy from being undermined by a pending anti-terrorism bill. RIAA lobbyists sought a provision to the bill that would shield copyright holders for any damage done to computers in the pursuit of copyright protection, a goal that critics charged was too broad and might even give the group the ability to spread viruses in the pursuit of pirates. Meanwhile, the RIAA is finding itself under increased scrutiny for allegedly inflating the prices of internet radio licenses. The US Justice Department has served the Recording Industry's Trade Organization with subpoenas as part of a widening investigation into alleged price fixing and collusion in licensing online music. The Justice Department probe, which first came to light in August, is examining whether the five major labels that control most of American popular songs unfairly wielded its market clout to squash competitors and dominate the market for online music services. At issue is whether two joint ventures created by the major record labels to sell music online, MusicNet and Press Play, reduce competition and harm consumers by limiting choices, inflating prices, and stifling innovation. The Justice Department is also exploring allegations that the labels and the RIAA colluded to set higher prices charged to internet radio broadcasters. Broadband prices in the US have increased by about 10% since the start of 2001. According to a study from ARS, the average cost of a DSL connection has risen to $51.68 US from $47.18 US in January, while the cost of cable modem connections have risen from an average of $40.07 US to $44.17. IBM has unveiled an ambitious initiative to develop technologies that share the basic biological abilities of living organisms. Senior researchers at the company said the growing complexities of computers and networks demand that the technology does a better job of maintaining and healing itself. The researchers warn that without these efforts, there is a danger that networks will soon become unmanageable. The company is backing its initiative with its own research program, a series of grants to universities, and efforts to make other computer companies sign up. The number of internet attacks reported by companies looks likely to double in 2001, a government-funded security response group reported on Monday. The Computer Emergency Response Team Coordination Center counted nearly 35,000 attacks and probes in the first 9 months of this year. Amazon.com is offering to plug customers into new music before it hits store shelves, according to streaming media company SpeedData Networks. The web superstore is expected to announce this week that it has hired Santa Clara, California-based SpeedData to digitally stream the entire contents of pre-release CDs to customers after they order the physical CD from Amazon. Internet giant America Online has announced the availability of its AOL 7.0 software last Tuesday, an upgrade that comes as competitive pressure from Microsoft heats up. The changes in the software are mainly cosmetic, including more high-speed internet features and local content on the welcome screen. Other changes include faster loading of the software, minor tweaks to AOL Instant Messenger's buddy list, and a media player that lets members play audio CDs and downloaded music files. Travel-related online spending fell 23% from August to September as the travel crisis created by the September 11th air attacks dampened demand. Despite the month-to-month decrease, the $1.1 billion worth of travel spending online in September was still up 44% over the same month a year earlier. Scientists in the US may have paved the way towards working molecular computers. A group of researchers at Bell Labs have made tiny functioning transistors a million times smaller than a grain of sand. Making large quantities of these tiny components should be straightforward because they self-assemble. But researchers caution that it could be some years before such small components find their way into commercial devices or desktop computers. And finally, China has lifted internet blocks on foreign news organizations, including Reuters, CNN, and the BBC, in a move that coincides with a high-profile Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. Without any public announcement, internet sites of news organizations that have been permanently blocked were accessible last Tuesday to Chinese internet servers. And that's my Main Menu News Briefs for this week.